Hi Ed, this is John Kao with Local Splash. How you doing?
Fine.
Great, great to hear. So I did see some really good notes here from Terrace. So as far as a Backsplash Boss, from what I gather here, you've been in business for, I guess it's brand new. You used to be Kensington Homes, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about the business. What inspired you to make that change?
Well, I've been a builder for 46 years and always had a hard time finding tile guys that were decent. So I was wanting to slow down, so I have a couple guys that are excellent tile guys, so I just decided to concentrate on tile.
That's awesome. So you went from building a whole house, which is can be really time-consuming and labor-intensive, to now you do the tiling of, kitchen and bath mainly? Is that right?
Kitchen, bath, yeah, that's basically, you know, any type of tile.
Okay.
All for Backsplash.
Nice. So in that regard, just to make sure that we're in the right place here, are you currently looking to grow this new version of the business with online marketing?
I think we have to.
Okay. All right. Then let's hope that we're the right match for each other here. So how are you currently marketing the business to start?
I get references from a couple local tile suppliers. I've got an ad in a local home magazine that comes out every month, which I'm going to drop because it's way too expensive. And I'm listed with Angie's also.
Okay. And obviously, this isn't your first rodeo with Angie's. You've probably dealt with them in the past, right?
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever dealt with them.
Oh, okay. So, how is it going so far?
I've never done any advertising before, ever.
Gotcha. So,
46 years, I've never.
So, you've been doing so well as a home builder, didn't really have to advertise, and then now that you're
right.
Essentially downsizing the focus, now it comes to the point where. Slightly different field of players than I'm guessing you're dealing with, right? As far as other advertisers.
Well, it's different. It's totally different. Not even the same. Nothing's the same.
Gotcha. Well, I will let you know this. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm listening to you.
Oh, no worries. So I was going to say, basically, you know, we have a lot of clients who use Angie's. If this is your first foray with them, not a problem. Some people find great success. Some people really, really don't like Angie's at all. And we've heard the full spectrum with our client base. I will let you know if it helps at all to give you a couple pointers. First thing we always say is if you are a man who's in the field a lot and is not staring at your phone, try to turn off your lead volume from Angie's because they will look to eat up your budget very quickly. And if you don't call that lead within literally 5 seconds of seeing it pop on your phone or your app or whatever they set you up with, you probably have already lost versus someone else who's contacted them. It's that quick. I know they may have said like 10 to 15 minutes in their sales pitch to you, but we notice it's probably
they
closer to 10 seconds.
They never said anything like that. They never said anything like that.
Oh, they didn't. Okay, so yes. The leads from Angie's are non-exclusive. But they should have said at least that, right?
Yeah.
That they're non-exclusive leads?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that being said, being non-exclusive, there are other established Angie's, like, providers that really, you know the system and know the nature of the beast. But they usually set up call centers or hire someone who's dedicated to the phones to immediately attack the lead once it comes through. So, again, that's just our 2 cents to our small business owner partners that Angie's can work for you. It's just really a matter of speed to the lead in almost every situation. And just also be prepared for some price shoppers.
Yeah.
And be prepared for price shoppers, mainly because that call, even if you're the first, they will probably be receiving messages from other people reaching out to them at the same time you're talking to someone, even if, again, you're the first to make contact. And, you know, their eyes are going to be open to hear out other quotes a lot of the time. So
sure.
Just a 2 cents there. Yeah, yeah. So again, that's all we say for Angie's, just to give you a heads up. But again, this doesn't mean, it didn't mean this to be an Angie's call. It was just kind of giving you that heads up since you said that this is a whole new game for you. So, and I'm sure that's exciting in some sense too, Ed, where you get to do a brand new business after 40 years of excelling as a completely different business. So, you know, kudos to you for that. So as far as what we do, again, it's mainly growing you on Google. I'm sure Tara mentioned this in a little bit of detail here, where if someone is looking for like tile installers, if you want to even be on like kitchen remodeling or something like that, that's a little bit more labor intensive, we can provide that too. Whatever keywords make sense for you, our job is to make sure you show up at the top of these listings where people are finding some of your competition currently, right? So we do promote that. We don't do pay-per-click or anything like that. If you want to opt into that, that's fine. We definitely can provide that service, but our core service offering is just map listings. And then the second level of what we do is Facebook advertising. Are you familiar with how Facebook ads work?
Not really. I don't do Facebook, so but I know I got to get into it. So.
Okay. So here's how it works, and I think you'll appreciate it when you know what we talk about here. But essentially, if someone is doing a Google search or on some other platform for backsplashes, tile installers, any of those things that are going to be your keywords, if they're in your service area, how Facebook works is they're going to capture that search information through what I'm sure you've seen this term before, cookies on their site. And so what happens is when that same person who was looking on Google earlier in the day, when they're relaxing at home later on in the evening, and scrolling through social media on their news feed is where that your ad would pop up. So your ad would only show to someone who's already looking for the service you offer. And the best part about Facebook, though, is it allows you to really hit areas outside of your home base. So I see your home base is Mainesville. Is that correct? Or Mainville?
It's greater Cincinnati, basically.
Okay, so greater Cincinnati, so obviously when I pull you up on Google, you're going to be in that like core area surrounding, you know, northeast Mainville or northeast Cincinnati. If you want to go further to like all the way to, you know, the central Cincinnati or even crossing the border into Kentucky, if you are able to do that as well, that's where Facebook ads would help because they can hit all those core areas. And even if you're going north up towards like Springboro or Dayton or something like that, that's where Facebook allows you to really have a further reach of who you're marketing towards. So, again, it's designed, it's called retargeting advertising, again, designed to hit people at a better time of day if they were already looking for what you do. The real key, though, why our...
I'm going to have to...
Go ahead.
I'm going to have to let you go. Not let you go. I got to get out of my truck and drop something off for about 5 minutes, and I'll be right back to hang with me.
Okay, no problem. Sounds good.
All right. Give me, might not be that long. Might be 2 minutes.
Okay.
That was quicker than I thought.
Yeah, that was like 30 seconds. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, that didn't take long. I was at the dry cleaner. I dropped something off.
No worries. Okay, so again, just to pick up where we left off, the last thing I was bringing up is the Facebook ads. People really like it for the cost more than anything else. So most of our clients are happy at a standard of $100 of Facebook ads a month as part of our core service. So To wrap everything up as far as total pricing, if what you're wanting with us is Google optimization showing up on the first page and really just helping you gain traction that way, and then also running $100 towards Facebook each and every month, fortunately for us, you already have a website, so you get a little bit of a discount. Typically, these services range anywhere from $600 to $400 a month, depending on what you opt in for. But since you already have a website, all-inclusive, our price would be $249 per month on a month-to-month program. And that includes $100 going towards Facebook out of that
$249. Okay. So that's going to get me on the first page. And how far is that search going to be from Mainville?
That is based on
somebody in Mainville. Like, I want somebody in Cincinnati wants backsplash. You're gonna click backsplash.
Right. So when I pull up backsplashes, for example, near Mainville, Ohio, or Tilework, tile installers, backsplash installers in Mainville. Let me just see who shows up on these keywords. Backsplash installers in Mainville. I get results that go. I got Carter's Custom Improvements, Milam Construction Services, All Flooring Ohio, Footprints Floors South Miami Valley, Solutions Unlimited. So as far as where these are showing up, it does go into Cincinnati. So it's not necessarily just the locale of Mainville.
Okay. All right.
So again, that's basically where we're at.
So
obviously, we're open to form to
this. $49 a month.
Correct.
Telling me it's $249 a month to be on Facebook and first page of Google.
And we'll build out your Facebook business profile for you. As long as you have some sort of personal profile, whether it's yours or a family member that we can connect it to, then that's fine. We just, or if you need to make one on the fly, that's okay too. We just need to connect your business profile.
I probably want to make one on the fly. Probably want to make it up on the fly. Because I don't.
Okay.
I don't really like, I don't want people finding me on Facebook because I don't really care. I'm totally against, I'm an old guy, so I'm not real big into social media.
I tell you what, I don't have a personal Facebook account either. I'm 41. You know, I consider myself an aging guy, and as a result, I don't have almost any social media. But just like you said earlier, I do appreciate the fact that homeowners have social media and they use it a lot, so I might as well run ads there.
Yeah. I gotcha. Okay, so what do I need to do to
It's just
Send me something that I know what I'm talking about before I commit to it.
Yeah, what do you need?
I'm going to do it. I just need to
You get terms and conditions when we're done with the call. I mean, everything is spelled out in writing, if that's what you're talking about. I definitely wouldn't do anything to you that
would damage our reputation. If I were to sign up today and then tomorrow morning I decided I don't want to do it, what happens?
You said you decide tomorrow morning you don't want to do it. You have no problem canceling.
Yep.
We're very proud of what we offer, so our reputation is worth it. So make sure to make it easy.
All right, let's go ahead and get it. Let's go ahead and move forward. That's
all right. Give me a second here.
I actually haven't even signed up. I haven't even gotten started with Angie yet. I just signed up.
Oh.
They're still trying to send me something, so I haven't even started.
Okay.
Yet.
So just be careful with that budget, right?
Yeah,
like, we want to make sure that
that's
blow
the whole thing. My original thought was to go ahead and get a website. And I'd put it online, and all of a sudden my phone would ring off the hook from file backsplashes. I haven't gotten
that's how it used to be
on backsplash
never
and been, it's never been touched.
And I will tell you this. I will tell you this. Your website is sound, right? It's good. It's better than the ones that we make for our clients in terms of having a higher level of like aesthetic, right? I really like the aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
This, what you're talking about would have been successful in the older version of Google listings. Google has modified their algorithms to where it's no longer grabbing content from websites just arbitrarily or based on what literature is on the website. What Google does now essentially is offer services to the highest bidder. I mean, that's a short way to put it. You know, so.
Yeah.
Having a channel partner on your back end, in your back pocket, that's That's why you're going to get the traction that you're looking for, because we invest tens of thousands with Google each and every month on behalf of our clients. All right, Ed. So, next few things, give me about 10 minutes. We'll wrap up here. First name, is it officially Edward, or is it Ed specifically on your card?
Actually, it's Ted, T-E-D.
Oh, then I'm going to yell at Tara. Sorry about that, Ted.
Sorry.
And your last name?
Schroeder, S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R.
Okay. And then a good email for you, Ted.
It's, my personal is Ted, T-E-D, dot Kensington, K-E-N-S-I-N-G-T-O-N, 1@gmail.com. But the one associated with /boss is sales@boss.com, which nobody's ever sent me anything on that either. Because nobody's ever
No worries. So what we're going to do is, obviously, we're going to help you optimize that. The email address I got from you, the ted.kensington1@gmail, that's going to be where your invoice goes for today. So that way you have everything in writing, like what we're referring to, okay?
I'm going to have to put you on hold for 1 minute. I'm going to have to put you on
no
hold
problem.
For about 2 minutes here, if that's okay.
No All problem. Right.
Sorry about that.
No worries. So going to get through a couple questions here, Ted, and then we'll be ready to go, okay?
All righty.
All right, so the name on the card you'll be using, also Ted Schroeder, right?
Yes.
Do you go by Schroeder or Schroeder? I always forget how to pronounce this properly.
Schroeder.
Schroeder. Gotcha. Okay. And then... I can go ahead and wait, Ted, if you're in line.
Oh, no, I actually had to drive through getting my lunch.
So. Yeah, go ahead. I can wait. No problem.
I was over in my car most of the day. Thank you. Okay, so you need a card?
Yeah, bear with me one moment. I have to go through a couple questions, but I am ready for the card. Give me a second here just to make your life easier. The billing on the card is 1650 Hawk Ridge Drive, right?
Correct.
Okay, and in the name of Ted Schroeder, right?
It's under, actually, Frank T. Schroeder.
Okay, Frank T. Schroeder. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, whenever you're ready with the card.
4131-8900-0058-4951.
Expiration
11/26/11/26.
Three digits on the back.
925.
All right. So again, we're going to go over a couple questions just so I can set up my onboarding team. How onboarding works is you pick out a time, anytime this within the week. It could be today or tomorrow if that's easier for you. And then it takes about 30 minutes to do an onboarding call with our intake team. I have available slots.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Okay. I have available slots starting at 10 a.m. and then the last slot is from 6 to 7 p.m.
How about 10:30 tomorrow?
Okay. All right. So you'll be in the 10 to 11 window. I will notate there that you prefer 10:30-ish, okay?
That'll be fine.
All right. All right, give me 1 second. I'm going to send you an invite for this. And then for the actual onboarding, as far as the invoice that you'll be sent today, it's going to have the name Frank on it because that's the name on the card. But obviously, I'll put in the notes that you go by Ted, okay?
Okay.
All right. So next things here. So I have Frank, Ted Schrader, Frank T. Schrader. All right, so next things, now we talked about backsplashes, tile work. I see a couple other things on your website. Do you do like, you do a full kitchen or bath remodel, is that correct?
We can, yeah.
Okay.
That's not what I'm really looking at, but if somebody asks me to, I will do them. I've got, yeah, basically I can do the tiles so I don't have to bring it up, but I will do anything. I mean, I've got two bathrooms we just redid, so.
Yeah, I saw it on your website. That's only why I didn't want to make an assumption. I just see like a full bathroom. Like there's, I'm pretty sure he did all of it when I saw it, you know, including cabinets.
Yeah, we've got it all.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is what I have for your couple of keywords, backsplashes, tile work, tile insulation, tile flooring, kitchen and bath remodel. Is that good so far for a start before tomorrow's call?
Yeah, that's fine. That should be fine.
Okay. And then last thing here. So as far as your business, you did not set up a Google Business profile yet, correct? For Backsplash Boss?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
All right, we'll help you get that set up. Not working with anyone else doing what we do as far as SEO, right?
As far as what?
Doing like this type of marketing, you didn't sign up with anyone else. You're really just looking into Angie's right now, right?
No, I haven't signed up with anybody. Actually, somebody called me this morning, and I told them I didn't have time. And then you guys called, and I figured it was the same person. So I'm talking to you.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I appreciate you being straightforward. Yeah, sometimes it happens. And as far as licensing insurance, you've been in business so long, you have full licensing and insurance, right?
Well, there's no licensing to be filed in Ohio, but yeah, I've got everything.
Gotcha. Not required in Ohio.
No licensing and builder. Actually, you don't even have to have a builder's license in Ohio.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you'll need a Facebook business page built. Okay, I'll put that there. When you do get your Facebook set up, no rush. You can do it sometime this evening or whatever the case may be. If you could shoot it to me via text message, the actual profile, that'd be great. If you need some assistance on how to do that, just give us a call and let me know, and I can walk you through it, okay?
Why don't we? I'll just plan on doing that tomorrow because I need somebody to walk me through that.
Okay.
I am not tech savvy.
That's fine. We'll set it up tomorrow during onboarding call then. Okay. I put that in the notes there. And then we're going to use your current domain for backsplashboss.com. So everything is set up there. We do provide call tracking as well. So how this works is, on your Google Business profile, your phone number will look slightly different from what your phone number is that we call. And the main reason being is so that way on the back end, you can see how much, how many calls are going through to you from our services. It's just another way that we hold ourselves accountable, and you can quickly justify, you know, extending this investment with us each and every month. Okay.
The only problem I have with that is if somebody wants to call me, say I quit using your service, then
the calls go straight to you. That's a great question. The calls go straight to you. There's no difference in that regard, and so it's just an intermediary for tracking purposes. On the back end, on your dashboard, you'll have all the phone numbers, and when the calls come into you, you know exactly what phone number it's coming from. So everything is reflecting your business other than that initial call through, just so that way it can be tracked. If you don't want call tracking, we don't have to provide it. It's just another analytic tool that a lot of, you know, I'd say about 95% of our clients use.
Okay. All right.
You want to keep it on or take it off?
For there for right now. Right.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And then outside of Mainville and Greater Cincinnati, any other locations you want me to put as far as key target, as far as service areas?
No, that's fine. What you got?
Okay. All right. Last question, and then we'll be done with this questionnaire portion of the call. What hours of operation do you want us to put on your Google Business profile?
You mean that someone can call me?
Yeah, correct.
Is that what you'd say? Yeah. I'd say 8:30 to 5, 6, whatever.
Monday through Saturday or just Monday through Friday?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay, and then finally, on your Google Business profile, I saw this on your website, your office of 1650 Hawk Ridge Drive. Do you want that same address published on Google, or do you want it not published?
No, don't publish. Just put down Mainville.
So don't publish it, right?
Don't publish it, no.
Okay, I'll put that there. So for GBP and Facebook... business profile, please do not publish main business address. Okay. All right. So the last step of this call, again, we're going to go through a voice verification. It's strictly for quality assurance. I want to outline everything that we talked about. Again, we're doing the $249 month to month. Including all the programming, there is a one-time setup fee of $99. So your total on the first month would be $348, and then every month thereafter is
$249. Okay.
Okay. Let me just go ahead and get that set up here. And then we also allow you to choose a security question. So that way, as you mentioned, you thought we were the same person as the other person who tried calling earlier. I will let you know this. You will likely receive more calls from other potential vendors. So the way we operate, just to let you know, is that we give you a security question. So that way, if there's any confusion, you can quickly identify the call is coming from us. Okay, so you can choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
My mother's maiden name.
Okay. And the answer there?
Harris.
H-A-R-R-I-S. Gotcha. Okay. All right, so last step of the call. Again, this is the quality assurance portion, and so how I'll go ahead and go through that. It's the recorded portion of the call, just to make sure we cross all I's and dotted all T's. To reiterate, as far as the timeline for everything, when it comes to Facebook ads, those will be live within 7 to 14 days. So those will be up and running very quickly with your business profile. With Google, there are a couple hurdles to jump through, so we're going to send you an email. They usually require a video to be provided to them to justify, to establish that you're a bona fide business and whatnot. So with the extra little hurdles that Google has us jump through, your listing will be live within a guaranteed time of 30 to 45 days, so where you start showing up on those maps, okay?
When do I start paying the $249 if I'm not live though?
So the $249 starts today, and then that's going to include your all of the again work that we're putting in to start it, and then you're going to get $100 towards Facebook ads within the next 7 to 14 days, going live, and then $249 next month will occur on the 30th of the month.
Okay, but I thought you said that it might take 45 days before it ever shows up.
For your Google listing, just to let you know, we're going to make sure everything shows up. We're just talking about the actual optimization to start moving you up the list of the map. We want to be clear on that, that it does take 30 to 45 days for the optimization keywords to start taking action and getting you closer to that top of the list. As far as showing up on Google, it's definitely faster than 30 to 45 days. We want to be clear on timelines to, so that way there's no surprises.
Okay.
All right. Other than that, I'll go ahead and start the quality assurance portion of the call. And again, just let me know if we need to, stop and repeat anything. That's fine. I will refer to you as Frank during the quality assurance portion of the call since that reflects your card. Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, Frank, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Backsplash Boss.
Okay, and please state your name and title within the business.
Frank T. Schroeder, President.
And, of course, as president, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, Frank, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, so thank you for setting up tomorrow's call at 10:30 Eastern Time. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provided you with that security question so that way you can easily weed out any bad actors. Now, in regards to when we call from our onboarding team starting tomorrow, every call that we make out to you will come from our 877 number, the same one I sent you a text message from. That's 877-635-6225. So just make sure you save that 877 number as Local Splash under your content, under your contacts on your phone. But when we do call, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And also in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing Google and Facebook representative, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 30th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Keep in mind you do have that 3 days right of rescission if you decide to do that for any reason. But when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th day of the month in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. Of course, being month-to-month, though, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak with a live representative. In the event of cancellation, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right, bear with me one more second here. I'll go ahead and process the payment for $348 for this first month. You'll receive the written terms and conditions to outline everything we just discussed via email. And once you get that, if you wouldn't mind reviewing that, checking off there's a couple boxes at the bottom of the email after you review the pricing. And that's once you check that off and sign that as Frank T. Schrader, we'll be ready to go as far as that being completed. But as far as your terms and conditions, if you don't complete it by tomorrow's call, we'll also walk through that with you on tomorrow's call as well, okay?
All righty.
All right, Ted, any questions you have for me at this time?
No, I'll just wait to talk to somebody tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Well, Ted, you have a wonderful day. Drive safe, and we'll be glad to get you onboarded tomorrow fully.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.